സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാ ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരംപര. യസ്മാത് പരമിതി ശ്രുത്യാ തയാ പുരുഷലക്ഷണം വിനിർണീതം വിമൂഢേന കഥം സ്യാദ് ദേഹകഃ പുമാന്. ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റിംഗ് ദ ഫിസിക്കൽ ബോഡി ആൻഡ് ദ സെൽഫ് ആൻഡ് ആസ്കിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് ചാർവാക പേഴ്സൺ ആർ ലോകായതികർ. In English, we can call them as materialists, bhautikavadi or dehatmavadi. Lokayatikas are those people, they accept only pratyaksha pramanam, whatever is perceptually available, that alone is real. They accept പാഞ്ചഭൗതിക പ്രപഞ്ച പാഞ്ചഭൗതിക ശരീരം. അതർ ദാൻ ദിസ് നത്തിങ് ഈസ് ദർ. ദർ കോൾഡ് ലോകായതികാസ്. ഇൻ ദറ്റ് ലോകായതികാസ് ദർ ഈസ് അനദർ ഡിവിഷൻ കോൾഡ് ചാർവാകാസ്. ദേ ഡോണ്ട് ആക്സെപ്റ്റ് ആകാശ എമോങ് ദി പഞ്ചഭൂതാസ്. ദേ ആക്സെപ്റ്റ് ഓൺലി ഫോർ ഭൂതാസ്. Because akasha is not available for perception, it is not available for pratyaksham, therefore they accept only four elements. They are called charvakas, maybe char in English, char, four elements. They accept only four elements, charvak, and those who walk and the system of philosophy where they accept four elements. This is my interpretation, okay. Don't take anywhere it is said, just charvak. So this is another expression of charvak. Char is English, vak, char is Hindi, vak is English, charvak, who accept four elements. Why? They are only pratyaksham. So they accept pratyaksha pramanam. They don't accept shabda pramanam, anumana, upamana, all these pramanams. That is why they say body alone is be all and end all. There is nothing other than body. Nothing self or atma other than body. So Shankaracharya asking him, O charvaka or lokayatikas, how can you take this puman, the purushaha, as deha? How can you take this purusha, the atma swarupam, as deha, the body? So there is yukti pramanam we have already completed in 31, 32 and 33 verses. Atma, the purusha, is ekaha, one. Bodies are many, anekaha. This difference is there. How can you say body is purushaha? There are many bodies, but one purusha. Second logical point he gave us, purusha is the drashta, the witnesser, observer, experiencer. Body is the experienced, drishyam. It is jadam. How this inert body is moving you have to understand, it is depending upon the Purusha, the Chaitanyam. Inert body cannot move by itself. Not knowing this, you are thinking inert body is moving by itself. Intangible Purusha, invisible Purusha, you have to understand when the inert body is moving. Inert body is functioning. But generally people, sense organs and mind, grasp only what is visible. Therefore all people are almost charvakas only. Why? They don't look far, further beyond deha. We have to question how this inert body is working, functioning. We have to think there is some principle behind that atma, that is called Purusha, making this body to move, to function. That's why this is drishyam. Atma is the drashta. Then third logical point he gave us, atma is nirvikaraha, the Purusha is nirvikaraha, changeless. Whatever is changing is savikaram, that is dehaha. The changeless Purusha, changing body, you are combining one and the same. You have to understand changeless Purusha behind changing body. Variable bodies, non-variable Purusha, the consciousness, existence, non-variable, non-changing, you have to understand. Not only Yukti Pramanam, Shruti Pramanam also is there. In 34th Shloka, Shvetashvatara Upanishad or Narayan Upanishad, that is belong to Taittiriya Upanishad. There it is said, Yasmat Param, since this Purusha is Param, beyond, Param Iti, Shrutya Taya Purusha Lakshanam. Taya Shrutya, by that Shruti, Purusha Lakshanam, the nature of Purusha is ascertained. Purusha Lakshanam, Vinirnitam, it is ascertained. Shrutya Suvicharitam Ati, one commentator writes, Ati Cheturena, Vimudhena means Ati Cheturena, highly skillful, intelligent, wise person, Nartham. Vimudhena means highly intelligent, Ati Cheturaha, highly skillful. Wise person is not ordinary person. The most highly intelligent person in the world is only one person, that is Jnani, highly intelligent person. Therefore, our country is land of thinkers, land of intelligent people. All intelligent people, wise people are here. Therefore, vimudhena, vinirnitam, ascertained, kushalaha ityarthaha, ati kushalaha. Vinirnitam vimudhena katham syad purusham puman dehakaha bhavati. How can be this puman is embodied? Really speaking, he is not embodied. All bodies is available. Can you say akasha is in ghata, akasha is in the hall? You cannot say. All halls, all parts are in the space. All bodies are in the Purusha, the Chaitanyam. You have to understand in this manner. But body is so attractive, so people lose sight of this Atma Chaitanyam, the Purusha. So Shankaracharya giving Shruti Pramanam in these verses. Now next sloka also another Shruti Pramanam. We will read 35. സർവം പുരുഷയേവേതി സൂക്തേ പുരുഷസംഹിതേ അപ്യുച്യതേ യത ശ്രുത്യാ കഥം സ്യാദ്ദേഹ കഃ പുമാന്. സർവം പുരുഷ ഏവ ഇതി വിധി നിൻവർട്ടെടുക്കാമാ സർവം പുരുഷ ഏവ വേർ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സെയ്ഡ് ഇൻ പുരുഷ സൂക്തം സൂക്തേ പുരുഷ സംഹിതേ പുരുഷ സംഹിതേ സൂക്തേ ഇൻ ദിസ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്മെന്റ് ഓഫ് ദറ്റ് പുരുഷ സൂക്തം വേർ ഇറ്റ് അക്കേഴ്സ് known as purusha sanghite titled as known as called as purusha in purusha suktam purusha sukte what is that purusha evedagum sarvam yadbhutam yachya bhavyam that comes in that purusha sukta purusha eva idagum sarvam യദ്ഭൂതം യച്ച ഭവ്യം വാട്ട് വാസ് ദേർ ഇൻ ദ പാസ്റ്റ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ബി ദേർ ഇൻ ദ ഫ്യൂച്ചർ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി പുരുഷ സർവം പുരുഷ ഏവ ആർ പുരുഷ ഏവ ഇതകും സർവം അപ്പി ഉച്ചതേ ദേർ ആൾസോ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സെഡ് യതഹ ശ്രുത്യ പുരുഷ ഏവേദകും ഇതം സർവം സൂക്തേ പുരുഷ സംഹിതേ സിൻസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സെഡ് ഇൻ ദിസ് പുരുഷ സൂക്തം ആസ് പുരുഷ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദിസ് പ്രമാണം ആൽസോ ആത്മാ ഈസ് നോൺ ആസ് പുരുഷ ദേഹ വിലക്ഷണ കഥം സ്യാത് ദേഹ കഹ പുമാൻ ദിസ് പുമാൻ ദിസ് പുരുഷ ഹൗ കെൻ യു കാൾ ഇറ്റ് ആസ് ദേഹ കഹ എംബോഡീഡ് വൺ ബോഡി ഈസ് നോട്ട് യദ്ഭൂതം യച്ച ഭവ്യം body was not there in the past body is not going to be there in the future but purusha was there going to be there body cannot be so you have to understand since purusha sukta says that way purusha was there purusha is going to be there will be there in future That means body was not there, body is not going to be there, therefore body is different from Purusha. That is the Shruti Pramana. You have to understand. Sukte means Shushtuhu Uktam Suktam. Tas means Sukte. Sukta is that which is beautifully presented. Shushtuhu, beautifully, excellently. Said or mentioned uktam that's why it's called suktam another pramanam also he gives next shloka he is giving brihadaranyaka upanishad pramanam so yajurveda krishna yajurveda over purusha suktam over now he is coming to shukla yajurveda brihadaranyaka upanishad in 36 another pramanam അസംഗ പുരുഷ പ്രോക്ത ബൃഹദാരണ്യകേ പിച അനന്ത മനസം ശ്ലിഷ്ട കഥം സ്യാത് ദേഹ കഃ പുമാന്. അസംഗഃ പുരുഷഃ പ്രോക്തഃ അസംഗോ ഹി അയം പുരുഷഃ ബൃഹദാരണ്യക ഫോർത്ത് ചാപ്റ്റർ തേർഡ് ബ്രാഹ്മണം 15th ആൻഡ് 16th മന്ത്ര ഉപനിഷത് സേസ് പുരുഷ ഈസ് അസംഗഃ അൺഅറ്റാച്ച്ഡ് നോട്ട് ടെയിൻറ്റഡ് ബൈ നോട്ട് കണക്ടഡ് ടു നോട്ട് കണ്ടാമിനബിൾ അൺകണ്ടാമിനബിൾ എന്നർത്ഥം അസംഗഹ മീൻസ് അൺകണ്ടാമിനബിൾ அசங்கா புருஷா புரோக்தா செட் பை ஹூம் பிருகதாரண்யகே, இந்த பிருகதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் வாஜசனேய உபனிஷத். அபி, அபி மீன்ஸ் அலாங் வித் ப்ரீவியஸ் உபனிஷத் சப்போர்ட். பிருகதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் சப்போர்ட் ஆல்சோ இஸ் தேர். பிருகதாரண்யகே அபி ச உக்தா புருஷா அசங்கா இதி அனந்தா லிமிட்லெஸ் அனந்த மலசம்ஸ்னிஷ்டா. திஸ் நாட் லிமிட்லெஸ், ஹி இஸ் கம்பேரிங் தட் புருஷா வித் திஸ் பாடி. பாடி ஹாஸ் காட் அனந்த மலசம்ஸ்னிஷ்டா. அனந்தம்னு சொல்லவனே பிரம்மன் கிட்ட போறது. சோ இட் இஸ் நாட் பிரம்மன், பாடி இஸ் சம்ஸ்னிஷ்டா அசோசியேட்டட் வித். Body is associated with, contaminated by anantamala, infinite doshas, infinite defects. Anantamala samsrishtaha dehakaha katham puman syat. This body has got lot of doshas, walking toilet, lot of impurities are there at body level, at prana level, at mind level. Lot of doshas are there. Prana level, how doshas can be there? Hunger, thirst itself is a dosha. Pasi daham. Hunger, thirst is type of disease. Shudvyadhi. Hunger is a type of disease. Are you comfortable when you are hungry? Whenever you are not comfortable, when you are not at ease, is called disease. At the time of hunger, you are not comfortable, you are uneasy, more uneasy. After eating, at least you are comfortable. Now, after eating some other uneasiness. Therefore, all the time, one way or other, this Vaishvanara inside, something gadabit always. If you eat, more also problem. If you don't eat, also problem. So many problems are there, even at prana level. Mano level, we no need. Psychiatrists are increasing day by day. Ananta mala samsrishta. Psychiatrists are increasing. Why? Lot of problems, mental problems. Therefore, ananta mala samsrishta. Bodily problems. Here he is talking only body, even not sukshma sharira. Stula sharira only is talking. Stula sharira itself has got ananta mala samsrishtam. It is associated with lot of mala, all that blood, flesh, so much. That is why the body, when it is dead, how much foul smell it comes, you know? How much foul smell? No one can stay nearby. Durgandham na durgandham. So many durgandhams, it is special durgandham. The most terrible smell is dead body smell. The dead body smell is the most terrible smell. With the dead body, tomorrow this body also going to get the same smell. Cinema actress, our prime minister, president body, or somebody's body is good smell, dead body. No. All bodies, dead bodies of all people without any exception. No exception. Ananta mala samsrishtaha. By living also. By living only we are talking. Lot of soaps and why they are manufacturing. Many soaps they are manufacturing. I told you in the last class, many perfumes, all scents indicates ananta mala samsrishtaha. Therefore, such a body, how can it be the puman purushaha? There is purusha different from this body, asangaha, not tainted by any mala, not anointed by any impurity. Next shloka. Tatraivacha samakhyatah. Svayam Jyotirhi Purushah. Jada Para Prakashoyam. Katham Syadeha Kafkuman. All are very simple slokas. Tatraiva, in the same Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, one more pramanam also we can show. This Purushaha, short Purushaha, meter ki sariya varamatengarthi. Therefore we will take Purushaha. Purushaha eva Purushaha. Therefore you can take Purushaha. Then only meter comes nicely. Tatraiva cha, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, samākhyātaha, it is clearly stated, mentioned. Samākhyātaha, where it is mentioned, svayam jyotirhi purushaha. Purusha is svayam jyotihi, self-luminous, self-evident. Svayam means by itself. Jyotihi means light. Jyotisham api tad jyotihi, svayam jyotihi. Svayam jyotihi, tarhi purushaha. That purusha is svayam jyotihi. Svayam jyotihi means always like petromox like that. Svayam jyoti means what? We have to understand carefully here. Ayam purushaha svayam jyotihi bhavati is the total sentence. Ayam purushaha svayam jyotihi bhavati. Consciousness is the only thing which need not be proved by anything. Everything in the creation, to prove that object, it depends upon pramanam. One pramanam or other is required to prove the existence of that object. So pramana apeksha asti. Pramana means the proving means. Suppose the clip is there. I want to prove this clip is there. How can I prove? Through my eyes, pramanam proves the clip is there. Same any object you take, to prove that object, it is preceded by pramata. Pramata is required to prove any object. But to prove pramata, what pramanam is required? I am the pramata, the knower of every object through one pramanam or other. So what is the proof for the existence of pramatana? Pramata need not be proved. Every object is proved, every prameyam is proved. That prameyam knowledge proves the existence of pramata. Prameyam, the object, once you experience, that itself proves, it precedes pramata, the knower, the experiencer, the observer. Without the experiencer or observer, witnesser, pramata, prameyam is not evident. But pramata need not be proved by another pramata. Pramata means consciousness. Consciousness is self-luminous. Need not depending upon any other pramata to prove my existence. Clip is there or not, I have to decide. I am there or not, who will decide? My husband, my daughter, my wife will decide. Who will decide? I am there or not in this aparokshanubhuti class, who will decide? You yourself decide. You require another pramata. Suppose you require another pramata to prove you are there. Another pramata is required. For that pramata, another pramata is to be required. To prove this pramata, to prove first pramada, second pramada is required. To prove second pramada, third pramada is required. To prove third pramada, fourth pramada. Infinite regression, anavastha dosha comes. So the first pramada need not be proved. My existence, my presence here is self-evident. Other things are evident or not only through pramana. So I need not be proved by any pramanam. That is the meaning of Swayam Jyoti. Everything in the creation is pramana siddham. Everything in the creation is pramana siddham. But pramata is swatas siddham. Pramata, I the knower, pramata, I am swatas siddham. But everything is pramana siddham. One instrument or other is required. Swamini's speech is there or not. What pramana is required? Your shabda srotra indriyam, pramanam is required. Shabda pramanam is required. You have to use the shabda indriyam. Srotra indriyam you have to use. Shabda pramana is the means to know the speech of Swamini is there. Swamini is there or not, you have to use the eyes, pramanam. Through the eyes you know Swamini is there or not. So and so student is there in the class or not, I have to use my eyes. But I am there or not in the class, which means I have to use? I am there or not, which means I have to use intellect, Swamini. You have to use intellect. You are there or not, I will ask my buddhi whether I am there or not. Is it required? You want to verify from anyone? Is the question. Do you want to verify you are there or not? You want to verify someone from someone. Tell me. You are there in this class or not? Is it required to inquire or to ask anyone? Never. It's not required. I am there. I know I am there in the class. I am here. I am here. I hear or not, that is a different thing. But I am here. Whether I hear the class or not, that is a different thing. But I am here very much in the class. That is called Swayam Jyoti. If I don't explain, you take some Jyoti Velak. Enna Velak Swamini? Castro oil, ginger oil, velakkan. Swayam Jyoti means self-evident. I am self-evident to myself. Swayam Jyoti Purushaha. Whereas body, Jadaha, Paraprakashyaha, I am Dehaha, Paraprakashyaha. This body has to be illumined by, revealed by someone, Chetana, Tattvam. Body has to be recognized by someone else. Body is Jadam. It cannot know itself. It cannot know anything. Jada Padartha has got two qualifications. Qualifications like qualifications. Jada Padartha, can the clip knows it is a clip? Can this clip knows I am always come along with Swamini? Swamini every class uses me. Can clip knows I am so fortunate, I am in the Swamini's hand? Can clip knows? Why? It is jadam, inert. It cannot know itself. Can this clip know another clip? I have another friend. Clip. I have another friend. She also travels along with me only. We are all very close together. Can this clip know another clip? That means jada padartha cannot reveal itself. It is not self-luminous. It cannot reveal other object also. It cannot know the other object also.
These are the two qualifications. Qualifications are disqualifications are jada padartha. Similarly, body also cannot know itself, it cannot know anyone by itself, really speaking. Body also jadam. Moonlight example we have to remember. Moonlight is not moonlight. Moonlight is sunlight. We are thinking moonlight pouranami anna moonlight swamini today moonlight anna. It is not moonlight, it is sunlight. We are calling it as moonlight. Similarly, body taking the consciousness purusham purusha, Aidi Chaitanyam giving, blessing the body with sentience. It is like moonlight. I am like sunlight. Body is sentient because of me, the consciousness. Body cannot know by itself. Can this hand, finger know itself? By itself, it can know I am a finger. I am a forefinger. I always point out everyone. Can this finger knows? Nobody put finger rings to me. Generally everyone put ring only to the ring finger, not to me. Very rarely people put. All these problems are not there for this finger. Why? By itself it is jadam. It cannot know itself. It cannot know the next finger. This is the middle finger next to me. Can this finger know? No. Why? Jadam. It is not Svayam Prakasha. When it is not self-luminous, when can it, how can it illumine others? But whereas I, the consciousness, awareness, principle, Chaitanyam, I know I am here, I know finger also here. I know myself, I illumine the jada padartha also. I am self-luminous, I illumine the inert object also. That is called jada prakashyaha ayam shariraha. This is prakashya. I am prakashakaha. I am the illuminator. Body is illumined. Body is illumined. Very serious topic. Naan edho sirichinde pesindiruken. Very serious topic. For serious students it is. It is serious topic. Okay, for serious students it is a very serious topic, not ordinary topic. I am self-luminous, I am self-evident, I need not be revealed by anything, anyone, because I am self-proven. And I prove others also. I prove others means what? I illumine others also. That is, what is the difference between clip and me otherwise? Tell me. Clip doesn't know, it is a clip. Clip doesn't know that it is a clip. Clip doesn't know other clip also. That is called jadam. Okay? Jadam is that it cannot know its existence, it cannot know other jada padartha also. It cannot reveal itself, it cannot reveal other objects. That is the statement. It cannot reveal itself, it cannot reveal other object. Jada padartha is that. Am I jada padartha? Am I jada padartham? Am I inert entity? I am not inert. Why? I am self-revealing consciousness purushaha. I reveal other inert objects also. Therefore, what is my name? Svayam Jyotihi. What your father, mother gave name is not real. That is not real name. That name given to this body, flesh and bones. Upanishad, Shastra gives real name is, your real name is this. What is your real name? Svayam Jyotihi. Anyone is keeping this name to their children, Svayam Jyotihi. It is not there in Google. Nowadays, their parents are giving names to their children. looking at Google. You need not go to any Mahatma or Sanyasi, Swamini to ask, or elders, family, elder members. No. They go to Google and search. Whatever they like, they give. Sometimes you do not know what is the meaning of that also. They give an English meaning also, and they keep that. Therefore, what is our name, real name, tell me? Swayam Jyoti. But don't say, we are go home and say, who are you and I am Swayam, I am Swayam Jyoti. This is not a name to tell others. This is the name you have to remember. My original name is Swayam Jyoti. My father gave another name, temporary name. Okay. Jadaha paraprakashaha. Paraprakashaha means what? Illumined by external entity. This jadaha prakriti illumined by me, the purushaha. But jada cannot illumine me. It is paraprakashaha. I am aham swayam prakashaha. I am swayam prakashakaha. Katham syat deha kaha puman. How can be the purusha is embodied deha kaha. Deha is paraprakashaha. Aham atma is swayam prakashaha. Next shloka. So Brihadaranyaka also over another Brihadaranyaka statement. Next shloka. Proktopi karma kandena. Yatma deha dvilakshana. Nityascha tat phalam bhunte. Deha patadanantaram. Karmakandena proktaha. Karmakandena api proktaha. Now he is coming to a different topic. Different in the sense, you need not come up to Vedanta to know that Atma, Purusha is different from the Sula Shariram. You need not come to Vedanta only up to Upanishad. In Karmakanda itself, Deha Vilakshana Atma is there, that is Sukshma, Linga Deham, Sukshma Sharira, or Ahankara we can take. Deha Patanantaram, after this Deha Patanam, means after the death of this Sula Shariram, Deha Patanantaram means Deha Marana Anantaram. Sula Sharira Marana Anantaram. Sula Sharira Marana Anantaram. Deha Pata Anantaram. What happens? One Atma travels. In Karma Kanda it is said, after the death of this body, Sushma Sharira dissociate from the gross body, Sukshma Sarira travels. That is called Jivatma travel. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvasthaha madhye tishtanti rajasaha. So urdhvam gacchanti, after death something travels. Jiva travels. So leaving this gross body here, somebody is traveling. One person travels. Swarga or Brahmaloka, somewhere he travels. Pritruloka, somewhere he travels. That gati, prayana is there. Who is doing this prayana? Definitely not sula shariram. Mrutam shariram usrujya kasta loshta samam kshitau unar. Mrutam shariram, the dead body having left here, mrutam shariram usrujya, having left here, having left the dead body here, mrutam shariram utrujya. What type of dead body is this? Kasta loshta samam.
it is equal to log of wood. Kasta losta samam chitau, on this earth having left this body, and this jiva bandhava vimukhayanti, all relatives, friends, family members, they come back from burial ground. Vimukhayanti, having left that body, and what happens? This jiva travels along with dharmam. Dharmam tam anugacchati. Punyam, along with punya or dharma, the jiva travels. That itself shows deha vilakshanaha atma asti. Linga sharira. Jivatma asti. But this jivatma is different. We are not talking about the purusha. See, ordinary jivatma who are ahankara rupa. Here we have to take that. Linga deha atma or ahankara rupa sukshma sarira nitya atma. This atma is also nityam until pralaya. This atma, as long as sukshma sariram is there, until jnanam, sukshma sarira continues. As long as the sukshma sarira there, the linga sariram continues and jivatma continues his travel. Therefore, deha vilakshanaha, this jivatma ahankara is there or not? It is there. Deha vilakshana jivatma ahankara is there. It is traveling. That is what said here. Karma kandena proktaha api. In karma kanda, it is said. Atma deha dvilakshanaha. The traveling jivatma is different from this body. Dehat vilakshanaha. From this gross body, this atma, the traveling jiva, is different. And tat phalam nityamcha bhunte. As long as this jivatma continues to travel from one body to another, transmigration, and experiencing bhunte, experiencing all punya papa, experiencing tat phalam. Tat phalam means karma phalam. Karma phalam bhunte, it experiences. When deha patanantaram, after the fall of this gross body, another atma travels. All shraddha karma, tarpanam and all they do for who? Not stola shariram. They do only for jivatma. So for the jivatma's sake, that atma and the shanti kaha ellame they panduva. So that atma is there or not? Deha vilakshanaha atma. So when this gross body is not even that jivatma, ahankara rupa jivatma, what to talk of purusha? So you need not come to up to Vedanta. Even there is a body, gross body, which is different from this ahankara rupa jivatma, siddhabhasa sahita chaitanyam. That is also nityam. Okay, it is almost nityam until pralaya. Pralaya time also it is in unmanifest form. When srishti comes again, it comes. So sukshma atma is nityam or not? Eternal. Ahankara is eternal until you get aham brahmasmi jnanam. Eternally you will be there. There is no death. Only outer shell you leave and go. Again you enter into another shell, body, like this. Next shloka. So we need not take, it is an aside shloka, not come to this contextual. Up to 37, that Shruti Pramanam is over. With 37th shloka, 34, 35, 36, 37, four shlokas, ஸ்ருதி பிரமாணம் ஸ்ருத்யா ஸ்தூல சரீர ஆத்ம விவேக. From 38 and 39, this is Linga Deha. Atma is different from that. Vivatma is different from the Stula Deha. We are going to say later, even Purusha is different from the subtle body also, Ahankara also. That's what he is going to say. Deha Vilakshanaha Atma Nitya Sacha Tat Phalam Bhunte. So deha patananantaram. Now deha vilakshana atma is there or not there? Travelling atma, non-travelling atma, rendu atma irukku. Travelling atma, non-travelling. Non-travelling atma is purushaha, travelling atma is ahankara. Puriyadho? RC with RM2. This is RM1, reflecting medium stula shariram. Reflecting medium sukshma shariram plus RC put together jivatma, that travels leaving this body high and dry. It leaves here, it leaves this body and it goes nicely detached from the gross body and goes travels and searching for a nice body. Ella akramam pandrathukku malli irupe inga pannadhu pole அதுல போய் இன்னொரு அக்கிரமம் பண்ணுவான். அக்கிரமம் என்ன? எல்லாம் பண்ணக்கூடாதது, சாப்பிடக்கூடாது, சாப்பிடுறது எல்லாமே பண்றது. ஆல் டூயிங் ராங் திங்ஸ். அண்ட் இஃப் யூ டூ குட் திங்ஸ் யூ வில் நாட் டிராவல். அதுதான் ஏ ப்ராப்ளம். இஃப் யூ டூ குட் திங்ஸ் யூ வில் நாட் டிராவல். பீப்புள் லைக் டிராவல். தட்ஸ் வை டிராவல் ஓ டிராவல் என்ன. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம். லிங்கம் சானேக சன்யுக்தம் சலம் த்ருஷ்யம் விகாரிசம் அவ்யாபகம் அசத்ரூபம் தத் கதம் ஸ்யாத் புமானயம். Now, having completed the Stula Sarira Vilakshana Purusha, Linga Sarira Vilakshana Dehaha. Puriyurudho? Stula Sarira Vilakshana Purushaha Atma Chaitanyam. Stula Sarira Vilakshana Jeevatma the Ahankara Fake I. Okay? Fake I. Real I, fake I. Who is real I? சைதன்யம் அஹம் புருஷா ஆத்மா இஸ் ரியல் ஐ லக்ஷ்யார்த்த ஐ ஸ்வம்பத லக்ஷ்யார்த்த ஐ ஸ்வம்பத வாச்யார்த்த ஐ இஸ் ஃபேக் ஐ டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேட்டிங் ஐ. என்ன கன்சிஸ்டன்சி இருக்கா? டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேட்டிங் ஐ லிங்க தேக ஆத்மா ஆல்சோ இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஸ்தூல சரீரா. Now in between Linga Deha and fake I and real I, now comparative study. Fake I and real I. Real I is called Purushaha, Lakshyartha I, Vachyartha I is Linga Deha, Ahankara Chidabhasa. Lingam cha aneka sanyuktam. This Linga Shariram is aneka samyuktam. Samyukta means endowed with, associated with. Anekam. Anekam means what? 17, 19 faculties. Pedda package. Periya package. Chalam drishyam vikaricham. Chalam means it travels. Body to body, janma, 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 every time it travels. Chalam. Who is the big traveler you know? Jiva. Jiva is the traveler, the best traveler, fellow traveler. Drishyam, drishya means it is experienceable. Drishyam, it is not druk. You experience your antakkaranam, you experience your mind, you experience your buddhi, therefore it is drishyam. The subtle linga deha, adahankara, I know
I experience my own ahankara. I experience. I am drashta, linga deha is drishyam. Drik drishya viveka. World is drishyam number one. Mind is drik. From worldly standpoint. Same mind who is drik, is drishyam from purusha, I the atma standpoint. So I am ever drashta, never drishyam. Mind is drashta and drishyam. Drishyam from the standpoint of me the purusha, it is drishyam. Drashta from the standpoint of the world, drishyam. Drik drishya viveka, care of. Okay? So I am the purusha is ever drashta, ever the seer, never the seen. That's why he says, this linga shariram, mind, antahkaranam is drishyam. Vikari, it is changing. I the drashta, ever the drashta, never the drishyam. I am never be objectifiable. I the Sakshi Chaitanyam is not come under objectification. Therefore, no vikara at all. But I the Atma Chaitanyam is experiencing the vikari mind, antakaranam. The Chidabhasa which is in reflecting in the reflecting medium, subtle medium, it is undergoing a change. I am only experiencing. So, this linga deha is vikari, changing principle, and drishyam, it is objectifiable, experienceable, observable, knowable. I the Sakshi Chaitanyam is ever the knower, never the known. Anyadeva viditad atho aviditad athi. Aneka samyuktam. In purusha there are no anekam. I am ekam. One master. No many masters. But in sukshma shariram there are many masters. Pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, pancha prana daya, manasu buddhi chitta ahankara. Whole thing is called subtle body. But I, the master, am controlling all of them. Therefore, aneka samyuktam chalam drishyam vikari cha avyapakam asadrupam. It is not vyapakam, avyapakam. I, the purusha, am vyapakam. This sukshma sarira body is only in this body. But another body, sukshma shariram, is different. When the one person left his body traveling, what about other person? He is alive. He is alive. His sukshma shariram is with him. That jiva is, atma is ahankara is with him. RC plus RM plus, even RC, RM, ponna udane avana kuda kaali panikana. That's why other people are safe. Paavam. Because I am intact. I am intact. So therefore, so anekam, avyapakam, one sukshma sarira, linga deha is not vyapakam. It is only stula sarira vyapakam. If it leaves this stula sarira, it travels alone. It travels alone. Even though sometimes when husband dies, wife cannot withstand. Suppose wife dies, both sukshma shariram will not travel together. However much they are so dear and close, pranavanika pranava irunda kuda, theriyadhu paavam avangalukku. So if I leave body, I will also travel with my husband, she thinks. Never. Whatever punyam she has got, it goes in a different place. Whatever punyam he has got, he goes in different place. Both of them travel different routes. Paithyamana, appadiyala think panna koodad yaarume. Adella paithyamana oru idu I want to travel along with him. There are people, some people they die immediately. Even prana goes by itself. That much love, that much affection. But once you are detached from the gross body, there is no connection. Even both of them look, never look at each other. So from standpoint, while traveling, my dear wife, how are you? My dear husband, how are you? They will never talk each other. No sambandha at all. Who are you? Who are you? You know that story, no? One couple, they got only one son. He died. And he left Bhuloka and he went higher lokas. Only one son. They want to talk to him. And that boy went and left the grass body, went there. What happened? They want to talk to that child. They asked one Mahatma, "Hey Mahatma, you please tell us where is my son? We want to talk with him." "Oh, I see. Then I'll call your son, you talk with him." "Okay, okay." Then he called. This Mahatma called him from there, Akashavani. And his parents asking, "My dear son, how are you? We are missing you a lot. How are you?" "You are my son," they are addressing. "I am not your son. Which life parents you are? I have taken many janmas. Which life of which janma you are my parents? I don't know." He is not connecting at all with these parents. But these parents want to connect with that son. Possible? Not possible. Therefore, traveling jivatma is different from chalaha drishyam vikari aneka samyuktam avyapakam asadrupam. It is not sadrupam. It doesn't have existence of its own. Tat katham syat pumanayam. I am Puman, this Purusha, how this Purusha can be that Lingadeha, that travelling Jivatma? Purusha is non-traveller, not travelling at all. Why? All pervading, Vyapyam. Now another scam is coming, you know, Vyapyam scam. In the 2 days of paper, Vyapyam scam. Scam is all pervading, in Ardha. Vyapyam in Sanskritam all pervading. Because scams are all pervading nowadays. Therefore, our Purusha is not a scam. Our Purusha is Vyapyam Sarva Vyapakatvat Achalam Avikari. Therefore, Vyapakatvat Sadrupa Purusha. How that Sadrupa Purusha can be this changing, traveling, miserable jivatma, this reflected consciousness, ahankara, is not real I, it is a fake I. So our Purusha is what? Asango shayam Purushaha. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.